I'm David Kataforis with another Art Minute from the Spencer Museum of Art. Before photographs existed as 8x10s or 5x7s, they were small objects with hard surfaces. Daguerreotypes and ambrotypes were two early kinds of photographs that typically had glass faces. Their fragile nature and the high cost of the glass were drawbacks overcome in the 1850s by a new development in photography, the tintype, which provided a more stable and economical medium. Tintypes resulted from a process called wet collodion, and contrary to what the name suggests, they were usually made using thin sheets of iron. Also called ferrotypes, from the Latin word for iron, ferrum, tintypes were cheaper and quicker to produce than their predecessors, and because they didn't use glass, they were relatively durable. Artists often painted on the metal photographic surfaces to add color to faces and garments. Tintypes were especially popular among Civil War soldiers, who carried these precious objects in lockets. The Spencer has several tintypes in its collection. You can view these historic treasures in the Spencer Print Room on walk-ins welcome Fridays or by appointment. With thanks to Emily Ryan for her text from the Spencer Museum of Art, I'm David Kataforis.
Art Minute is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Spencer Museum of Art at the University of Kansas.